Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In Aaron W. Brown's These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose, David Miller is a petty criminal, a gifted writer, a charming but abusive alcoholic, a five-car pileup waiting to happen. He also teams up with his best friend, Norman, as they rob tourists and do odd jobs for local Vegas crime boss, Jojo No Eyes. However, David is soon presented with an opportunity. His ex-girlfriend will submit his latest book to her publishing company if he can pull himself together long enough to finish it. Will David Miller destroy David Miller? Aaron Brown is originally from Austin, Texas, now resides in Henderson, Nevada. He's also an independent filmmaker. He's won several awards at film festivals for his short film Monique and Bus Stop Billy, also a musician and a producer. Most days he can be found curled up with a good book, and now he writes them. Aaron W. Brown, author of These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose, is our guest on This Week in America. Aaron, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. It's great to be here.
I love this book, the book These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose. Tell me about the inspiration for this. Where did the motivation come to write this story?
Thank you. I appreciate that. It was, you know what, a lot of it was from working in restaurants here in Vegas. And I moved to Vegas from Texas in, I guess, 98, 99. And I started meeting a lot of different characters. And I started to, this city was all new to me. It was a melting pot, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, and certainly working in restaurants, you would see, just meet everyone. So I was getting inspiration from, all the different things happening here in the city at the time. And so it had been a bit of a project in the making, and I decided to write one of the, I thought, well, if I'm going to write a book, it's got to be a crazy character. He's got to be a criminal. He's going to have to be like, he's going to have to be kind of bad, you know?
Well, and you've done that. You've captured David so well in this. This is an intriguing character, and love following the story in Aaron Brown's book. These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose. We'll give you all the information. Book available, pageturner.us, Amazon, the usual places. Let's talk about your inspiration. I meant you enjoy reading books, always have. Who are your favorite authors, your influences, those that really you like and you sort of feel like I can learn something when I read their work?
Yeah, that, you know what, and that's exactly it. When I read, I really like to take something away from it. And, Stephen King, and I know that's a, you know, very popular choice, but I started reading him when I was a teenager, and it was so exciting to me because these characters were real people in a different, but the world was so crazy.
Yes.
The world was insane, but these characters were so real, you know, that it grounded me and I could really identify with them. And even so, I thought, you know, that was exciting to me. I get to go on these crazy adventures with people that seemed real. And so then I started reading people like Chuck Palahniuk, who did, of course, the famous Fight Club. And he would also write really surreal, strange stories with characters that you could relate to. So that became a pattern with what I loved. And some of the old detective novels also. And Raymond Carver was a big one. And so I began to get, inspiration from any type of books that would create characters. If you create a good character, I'll follow him anywhere. Was always my thing.
You've done that here with David Miller. He's a fascinating character. I want to get into the character development here as we go through the conversation today. Aaron W. Brown, our guest on the program, his book is These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose. You'll find the book at pageturner.us and all the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Mention the writers that had an influence on you as a writer. How about your past? How does your past influence your writing? And is some of this autobiographical or pure fiction as you're telling these stories?
Yeah, and I think, again, you know, it comes from all the different people I've met. And through the people you meet, you find, you identify pieces of yourself too.
Yes.
You know, and so I found that was interesting. And so I would always sort of get ideas when I would meet people. I'm like, well, we connect, we would also connect over certain things. So I'm like, oh, that could be a different version of me if I were to go a different, if my life went a different way. Or, and so growing up in Austin, Texas, I grew up with a single mom. And so I went to work early. I started working at a young age. And again, just having these experiences of kind of you're growing up quick, but in a good supportive environment. So it was that was me anyway. And so it was kind of cool because I was learning how to be mature and meet all these different people at a young age. And but also having a really supportive mom. So it was kind of gave me a foundation too, you know. She was an artist, so I was also exploring different ways to create. So, you know,
are you a people watcher? I get the impression that you watch and you study not only people but circumstances and what is happening with that particular individual and the way they interact. Is that you?
Yeah, for sure. Like always, I'm always like getting little bits. Like I love listening to people and listening to conversations. I think that's why I've been in the restaurant business for so long, because you're always meeting people and listening and hearing things. Yeah. So yes, you're right. I'm a total people watcher. I go out and I will sit and have coffee and just, and put myself in a situation of crowds just to kind of, you know, see what's going on.
Do you keep a notebook?
Yes,
after you observe something and see you writing it down, you may not know exactly what you're going to do with it. You may not do anything with it, but you have that written down to go back and reference.
I was going to say, I was looking for, because I had it like right here, actually. I've always have a little notebook where I'm writing things. Yeah. it's like my, because I know now everyone has cell phones. So you're supposed to be taking notes on your, everyone, you know, does it with their cell phone on their little notepad, but I always have my notebook. Yeah,
I'm like you with the old-fashioned way. If somebody said take a note with your phone, I'd go, but I make a phone call with my phone. I have a yellow pad, a legal pad, and a little notebook I put notes down on. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Aaron W. Brown, our guest. The book is These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose. You mentioned in the background for the opening that filmmaker, the award-winning film Monique and Bus Stop Billy. What influence does that have? Does the filmmaker really, is there a way that you can coordinate that with the writer and the writer coordinate with the filmmaker? Do they go back and forth?
Oh, sure. They do. Absolutely. Because with my filmmaking, again, I'm following these characters. I follow them into this, into a world that I'm seeing unfolding in my mind. So when I'm writing, I'm kind of watching, a movie. And that's, so to me, they go hand in hand.
And when we're reading the book, we're sort of watching a movie too, because you do an excellent job of giving it life. So when we're reading about what's going on, we can actually see it as we're visualizing this. Let's talk about the title. The title of the book is These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose, an unusual title. What made you land up with this particular title? And it sticks out, so it's good.
Well, thank you. So this title, it's from a verse in the Bible, right? And I don't mean it exactly the way it is in the Bible, but to me, it means, you know, things are going to happen that you don't expect. And the situation that this person is in may be different than what you can see judging them. So like my character is going through some very dark places, right? But he has inside of him, there's still a destiny and a gift that he needs to work on, that's being developed. And so there is a chance for him to become a better person. So he's not the criminal that you think he is.
Yes,
he is, but he's on his way to being something better. So these are not drunk as you suppose, meaning, there's a little something else going on there, you know.
The name of the book is These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose. Aaron W. Brown is the author, our guest on the program. How important is it to be truthful when you're telling a story? You're telling a story, but it's also plausible. How important is it for you to present a truthful narration?
I think it's really, it's very important. The thing that the one thing that I do not like when I'm a very hard critic on myself. So anytime I'm watching a movie or reading a book, if a character makes a choice or a decision that I don't believe, like this person would not do that, then I'm out. You know, I'm no longer believe that story.
Yes.
So to me, it's very important. If I set this character up as a pretty rough guy and he's in a dark situation, you know, he's going to make some bad choices. So I need to be honest that he's not going to suddenly be a nice guy. So you got to be able to see the nice person, but let's make sure that you're honest with where he's, what he's doing.
You mentioned
your audience knows, you know.
Well, yeah, because sometimes you read and it's like, no, I can't believe he's taking the character in that particular direction because it just doesn't really fit. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Aaron Brown, our guest on the program, mentioned that you're originally from Austin, Texas. Does that play a part in your stories and who you are as a writer?
It really does. Like, that's kind of so much of who I am. Because Austin, Texas, when I grew up, like late 80s, early 90s, was all coffee shops and writers, artists, musicians, people of all walks of life. It's a college town also. So you have a lot of people debating and discussing all the time, and different religions, different points of views. So I was raised with always, like you were talking about being a people watcher. I think it was just, that was the way I was raised. Also just being constantly exposed to different people in different walks of life. So that stays with me throughout everything. And it's encouraging that, growing up there encouraged that sort of exploration in me of people and stories.
I mentioned the character development. These people seem like they could be drawn from real people. When you are David and his ex-girlfriend and the people, his buddy that he comes in contact with, we can actually see these people, visualize these people, understand these people. Are they drawn from real people?
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of me in David, and there's a lot of friends that I've known now I try to combine them into a character, so I'm not actually writing about someone's life, you know, but I combine their combinations, composites of different people I've known, and I kind of, it's a way of paying tribute to old friends I've known or old people I've known, and in a way that's not like I said, actually taking from their life, but if they were to maybe read it, they might be like, hey, wait a second. Wait a second, I said that.
A little piece of me may be in that character.
And yeah.
I love, right. Jojo No Eyes explained that. I love that character. Is there somebody close to that that you've been in contact with?
Yes. Yes, I had, he was an old, a friend of mine. He was an older friend of mine who was like a mentor. And he was he would always give me this advice, but what's funny is I never knew if he was on the up and up. Like he was a really cool, fun person, but I think I was like, I think this guy's also might have a criminal side going on here. So it was funny to me that he would have he was always selling things, or like, you know, he had his hand in this business or that business. And so he was a real character, but someone who, also really liked, in the book, Jojo No Eyes collects art. So he's also appreciates art, even though he's a crime boss. So it was me imagining this person as if they really were a crime boss. So that was my inspiration for that. He was a writer, but I think he might have also had a criminal side.
I mentioned that you've done an excellent job, and you'll be fascinated with the different categories, the different characters that Aaron has in his book. In the book, David Miller is working to redeem himself. It's sort of a love story in a way with his ex-girlfriend, obviously still in love with him, trying to give him an opportunity for that big break. Is this sort of at some level a romantic novel?
It totally is, because it's a romantic, it's a love story in disguise. And what's funny was I did an experiment with this I wanted to create the most unlikable character, right? I wanted to see how much I could pile on him to make him, a criminal. He's kind of abusive, well, pretty abusive, actually. He's an alcoholic. He's uses people. I did as much as I could to make him be a bad person, but then I wanted to see how far I could push that, but keep the audience with him. Like, how far can I go with that and have us still like him and follow him? And I gave it to a couple of female friends of mine, and I said, "Listen, tell me if this is too, if this is like you just hate this guy. Because if you hate him, I need to just." I said, "Because females are the ones that I was wanting to. I was like, I need your feedback because if he's a misogynist, then it will be horrible." So they all told me they really loved the love story, and they said that yes, he's bad, but we got sucked into the love story. And I said, "Okay, good. That's good. Okay."
Well, it's interesting.
But
How
his
do you balance having a character that is flawed, but a character that's sympathetic and is at his core likable? How important is that to balance all those elements?
Well, I think that you don't have to have a character who's all the way sympathetic, but you do have to understand why he's doing what he's doing and give him reasons. Because I have him come from, I deal with his past, and you start to see things that shaped him, and give him some things he needs to overcome, and then show how ways that, he could overcome that. Like, there's a glimmer of a good person there, and as long as he's an interesting person, he doesn't have to be all the way likable. We just need to have a little bit. Okay, I do like that. Okay,
Well, yes.
he could be good if he would take his life this way. Like, if he would just turn his direction this way, and so I think to me, when I'm watching a movie or reading a book, I'm like, if I can see the piece of the good person there. And then the whole thing is wanting him to make the right choice, right? So that creates the suspense for me.
It's like real people,
Yeah.
they're flawed, and we see good, we see bad, we see gray
Yeah.
areas, and you bring them to life in the book. These are not drunk as ye suppose. Time is going by too quickly. We'll touch on it here in a second, but the video of this, we've got the book cover for this book, Stetson Blues, which is a new book that Aaron has out, and I love the premise of this, and we'll touch on it in a second. Aaron, they can find you Instagram as well as Twitter X. What are your handles on those?
Yes, so on Instagram, I'm Aaron W. Brown at AB Film G. And then at X and Twitter or Twitter X, I'm AW Bluesman, which is capital AWB and then L, then lowercase LUZMAN.
And at
And I'm
the
on
end.
those most, yeah, I'm mostly on those. I'm on Facebook too, but those are the two I use the most, yeah.
And we'll get a pen ready because we'll give you those before we conclude the interview here. This is set in Las Vegas, particularly early 2000s Las Vegas. Is that time period significant?
Yeah, it really is because Las Vegas in the early 2000s was it was a very strange time because it wasn't as big as it is now. Like, it was still kind of a place that was about to be a spot to move to. Now a lot of people move here from California and other places, New York, because the property is cheaper and you can, so it's become a boom town. But in the early 2000s, it was just starting to. So you had all these people moving here for different reasons, like, and there was technology too. Like, not everyone had a cell phone, not everyone had a computer. So that specific time period here was really interesting. It was the beginnings of what it is now for me, because I just moved here also. So it was really interesting.
And Vegas is almost another character. I love how you incorporate Vegas, and you could see what it was like, and you remember Vegas then, different than what Vegas is in 2024. I mentioned the book Stetson Blues. Tell me briefly about this because I love the concept. This guy is taking a little vacation time, but he just can't leave his vocation behind, can he?
Yeah, he's a so Stetson. Yeah, Stetson Manor is a hitman, but he has a really bad work. He has a very strong work ethic. So when he decides to take a vacation, his handler, his boss, is like, "You need to take some time off. You need a vacation," because he's getting too stressed out. So he can't not work. So he ends up killing people. It's a very dark comedy. he can't deal with not working, and that came from me just working too much.
I love the premise of the book, Stetson Blues. You'll find that available as
Thank
well
you.
And information on all these, of course, at the usual places, pageturner.us, a great place to get information there. And in a second we'll give you Instagram and Twitter for Aaron as well. What else are you working on? This fertile mind of yours, you certainly have to have things that you're working on, notebooks full of ideas for characters and storylines.
I've got another book that I'm doing now about a guy working the graveyard shift at a hotel, and he finds a dead body while he's on his shift, and it kind of starts becoming whether it's going to be a supernatural. We don't know if it's supernatural or not, so that's kind of fun. And, that comes from, again, working too much and working the graveyard show specifically. And I'm working on, I'm developing an independent film right now, too. So,
well, yeah, and I forgot to mention that
just
recently, working on that. And, of course, the film that's out there now and winning awards, Monique and Bus Stop Billy. You've got a lot going on. Hopefully we can reconnect again and talk about all of the projects.
Great.
This has been fun. I love your mind. I love the way you go about telling these stories and showing these stories with the short films. These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose by Aaron W. Brown, and Stetson's Blues, also by Aaron. Again, give us the information for Instagram and Twitter so we can follow you.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, AB Film G, and that's all lowercase. And then Twitter X is AW Bluesman, and that's capital AWB, and then LUZMAN. And that's usually where I am as far as social goes.
And you can follow him there, get all the information, order the books, pageturner.us, for example, books available wherever books are sold. These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose, Stetson's Blues, also by Aaron. Aaron, a pleasure having you on the program. Keep taking notes, keep working the graveyard shift so you have all of these ideas coming in for, if they said we've got a great promotion, but you got to work days, would you work during the daylight or you prefer the overnight?
I do really love working at night. And I have done morning, and it is, you know what? I can do it. I just don't sleep. That's the
Yes. There's something special about nighttime, and you bring all of this out and all of your characters. In this particular book, we're talking about David Miller and how he gets through this with an ex-girlfriend, with Jojo No Eyes and his friend Norman. It all comes alive, and These Are Not Drunk As Ye Suppose. Aaron, a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it.
A pleasure to have you with us on the program, and Aaron's books, direct links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.